Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. My name is Colt 45, and I'm here with the Darce Knight, my dog, my road dog. What's up, bro?
Hello. What's going on?
What episode is this now?
I think this might be episode
seven?
Six.
Six seven? Or seven?
We don't know.
We're looking at Rob over here, coordinator. What is it? Seven? Seven now. Guys, we got a pretty cool podcast for you today. this podcast is pretty much an idea of who I am, like ultimately. I had an idea and I ran it through the Darce Knight over here, and I was thinking to myself, what am I really? I'm the yes man. I say yes to everything. Is that a problem or is that a solution to everything?
Is that a power or is that a right? Negative?
Uh-huh. That's what I'm trying to figure out, you know? And so I broke it down and I did a little bit of research and some thought processes with myself. And I was trying to think to myself, lately online, I've been seeing a lot of stuff where people just say, hey, you got to say no to everything. No establishes boundaries. No does this. No does that. And all that stuff's cool, but no gets you nowhere.
Wow. Yeah.
It does. Say, if I want to say, hey, Darce Knight, you know, let's do something different. You're like, hey, man, let's do jujitsu. And I've never done jujitsu before. And I say the word no. What does that do? That doesn't create an experience.
Closes the door.
It does. And I think that through healing, which is the main part of the things that we always talk about, I think that healing has to do with new experiences. I think you need to open yourself up to new experiences in life to seek new healing. So if you're always saying the word no, you have a boundary in place, right? So the word yes to me, I say the word yes to everything, bro. And I think it's an issue sometimes. But then at other times, I think it attributes to where I've gotten to myself today. I've said yes to everything. The reason why there's a moving company that we operate is because I said the word yes. Someone asked me to help them with the move. And I said yes. And I did it for free, you know? And then that, you know, elaborated and got bigger.
That one step led to all this.
Yeah. Now you got a massive building and you got vehicles and you got employees and you got people. Same thing with the Service Master brands that I started. That was a yes. Like I had a friend of mine that was talking to me about working with a pack out, being the pack out company and, you know, working with the moving company and packing people out and then getting into water mitigation. And then I kept saying yes. Like, yeah, no problem. I'll help you out. Yeah. Oh, you need some guys. We'll help you out there. And then that turned into this other thing, right?
Would you say that yes is almost like an I can?
Yes.
Like, you know, yes, I can do this.
Yeah.
You know, yes, I can do a moving company, a Service Master, you know, all sorts of goodies.
The reason why I think it's so crucial to talk about this is because lately, I don't know what it is with the world and people, but everyone's just so secluded. They're so like worried about everything and they just don't want to like take a step outside of their home. I almost feel like people are just so bunched up and just so, I don't know. I feel like they're just worried about like trying new things. You know what I'm saying? And this podcast is something that I think that everyone should listen to so that they can get some sort of energy from it and like get that motivation started by using the word yes. So if I ask you to do something or friend or family member says, hey, let's go here. Let's go on a trip. Stop saying the word no. Just because you're afraid something, you know, you're going to save money or, you know, like what it is. Like just say yes most of the time. And I'm not saying say yes to like crazy stuff, right? Like doing drugs or some crazy stuff like that. I'm talking about just opportunity, right? Stuff that drives energy. Start saying the word yes more.
There you go. I like what you said about energy because there are some people where I don't say yes to them anymore because they just suck my energy.
Yeah,
right. But I had to learn that lesson. And now I see them coming. You know what I'm saying? I just see the same demeanor. I see the same like, woe is me, saying they always want something without giving. Like, get out of here with those people.
Totally. And I hear what you're saying. And I think that was going to be something I was going to touch on a little bit later, but let's touch on it now. I actually think that when you're saying the word yes, that doesn't mean that you have to not have a boundary with that yes. Mm-hmm. Just like you don't have to have a boundary with the word no, right? So you could say, yes, I'll do that, but I'll do it if we can do it this way, right? So you're not turning it down. You're not turning the opportunity down. You're not shutting down the energy. You're just creating a boundary.
Yeah, I like that. A little wall, a little moat, something that if you don't like, it doesn't continue.
Correct.
You know?
And I think that like, so for example, like let's just take it on like a business tour real quick, right? You had an employee and your employee's like, hey man, can I get a raise? Because that's like every employer's nightmare in a sense, you know, to get asked for a raise all the time. And it's often like as an owner, you know, a boss, bosses get asked for raises from employees often. It just happens. Employees get tired and then they want to ask for a raise or, you know, it's, so you got to have, yes, I definitely think that you're worth it. And I think that we could find some way to pay you more than what I hired you for. I think that that's a reasonable thing. But this is how it's going to work. You have to tell me what you're doing above and beyond your job from what I hired you for to get more money. Okay, I'm willing to give you a raise, but what are you willing to do above and beyond what I hired you for, right? So you could say the word yes. Yes, I'm willing to give you more money, but I need to know what outside of the scope of work that I hired you for is going to be worth an additional value. You can't just get a raise for no reason. You can't just get a raise just because the sky's blue. You know, there's got to be a reason behind it.
What value are you bringing?
Correct. Because if I give you a raise, then I got to raise my prices. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some sort of way. What are you doing above and beyond? Are you doing more work? Are you doing a different task? Are you adding more tasks to your job? And I'm just giving that as an example. Now, also with the word yes, if let's just say you're waiting for a friend to call you back and they call you back and they're like, hey, I was thinking about going to San Diego this weekend. Do you want to go? You have nothing planned at all, but you're worried about maybe finishing up some work. Don't just shut down the yes and say no because you're worried that you have work. No, you can do work. You can do it on your trip. Some people will say, oh no, I can't. I can't do it while I'm out. No, you can. You can say yes and create the experience and the opportunity to get, you know, so many hours outside of, you know, the hotel room and then come back and then say, hey, I'll do it. Yes, I'll go. But I got to finish up some work while we're there. I need to at least have 2 hours a night. So we're going to have to get in a little bit earlier, but we can still do everything else we had planned. Sound fair?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Okay. So utilize the word yes to create more opportunity. The word yes is life. The word no is a barrier.
Yes opens up the space for the new adventure to come through.
Yes, exactly. And the only reason I mention this a lot is because I think that the word yes started becoming a thing for me more in the Marine Corps. My mom and like how my family and how I was raised, I guess, is more of like a no factor. We never had any money. We could never do anything. So anytime I ever wanted to do something, it was always, no, we don't have any money. Mm. No, we can't because we don't have this or we don't have the time because mom has to work. Because my mom was working full time. And no, there's just constant no's. That's all I ever heard was no, 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 no. So maybe that's the reason why I say yes all the time is because the word yes is like a life word to me. That means life.
That's really good that you broke through or flipped that negative environment, negative mindset. Because if your parents are always saying, no, you can't, no, I can't, you get that too. Mm-hmm. Especially with like money. I know what you're talking about, you know, and like it gets really easy to say no and get stuck in that character. Mm-hmm. But we have to go outside that in order to get the good things in life. You know, you have to get tired of saying no, you know, have to be disappointing yourself. I can't afford this. Like what? You can't? Like, you know, there's a version out there that of you that can, and you got to try to meet that person.
I like that. My dad, he was actually the one that created a lot of heartache in my life, but he's also the one that gave me a couple really good topics and things that I should focus on. And one thing that my dad always told me is always say yes to everything, like especially to opportunity. So when I went in the Marine Corps, my dad was like, hey, volunteer for everything.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay. And I don't know if my dad remembers this, but I had told my dad, okay, no problem, I'll do it. And I remember going in the Marine Corps and everything they threw at me, they were like, hey, do you want to go security force? I was like, yes, absolutely. You know, they're like, do you know what that is? I was like, no, I don't care.
You know? For those of you who are not in the military, you have your day-to-day job or whatever, day-to-day life, but every day there's a random encounter or mission or something new that gets thrown at you.
Yeah. Even and schools, right?
Even schools. And then you stand in front of everybody and they ask who wants to volunteer.
Yep.
And then everybody, nobody does anything. And then one or two hands will go up.
Oh, I love it, dude.
When those one or two hands go up, those gentlemen go on a whole nother direction. Everybody else stays home, does nothing like a regular day.
Boring, you know? Bro.
Yeah.
Boring.
It backfires sometimes. You could volunteer for some bad stuff or some like horrible duty, you know, but for the most part, it does work out.
I think that's selfish, man. And I've said this on a couple things on my social, but selfish is boring. Mm. That's my like go-to phrase. Selfish is boring. If you're not trying to create some sort of outward emotion, energy, that's boring. Like, why want to keep everything to yourself and just sit there in the corner and be like, ah, bah humbug, I'm just not going to do anything
When you say sit there, like I imagine like a block or you're just couch locked.
Dude, you don't create opportunity. You don't create value. You don't create experiences. You hold like, even if you have money you're saving, you think you're saving a dollar by sitting inside, you're actually losing a dollar because you're not creating an opportunity. You're not getting yourself out to meet other people. You're not creating life. Like, is life made to be sat inside?
You're not having an experience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just misery to me. And some people say, oh, you know, it's because you can't sit with your thoughts. I've heard that before too. Like, cause I'm a very active person. I can't sit down for the life of me for more than 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
I really can't.
But what we're speaking right now are all very introspective thoughts. These are all things that like you've had to talk to yourself and be like, oh yes, I feel this. No, I don't. And dissect it, you know, move it around. You know, I do that a lot, maybe in the cars a lot when I do it, you know, on the ride here, but you spend time with yourself, you know,
this is
like another version of that too.
I do at night.
Okay.
So
all right.
I have a cutoff time at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I shut everything down. I really don't communicate except for last night. I think I was texting you a couple things about the podcast.
Yeah.
I was kind of excited.
Yeah, that was cool though. But, you know, I went to sleep with that thought, you know, okay, like. Saying yes. Where does that
I wanted get? To get you hype. I was like, I started, I was reading this book by Zoe Chance. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But it was a great book and I was getting into it and she was talking about how the word no is something that a lot of people say. And now it's like this thing in life that you got to like learn to do. You got to learn to say no to people because that's how you establish boundaries and that's how you get stronger is to say the word no. You know, and it's like, okay, cool. Say no to drugs, right? Say no to people that want to hurt you. Say no to people that want to be negative, right? Mm-hmm. Say no to like the bullshit from people. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Cole, like I keep coming back to like an energy sucker and like what I have done a much better job of is saying no to people that won't fix their own problems. You know, just kind of keep waiting for you to put a Band-Aid on like their real issues. And when you're trying to fix somebody else's life, like it doesn't work like that. You know, they got to do the work. They got to say I can.
I don't think I could have said it any better. I think you said it perfect. I think that there's a lot of people like that. And I think that the meaning for this is I got all motivated from this because I feel like the word yes has created more happiness in my life than the word no has.
So even knowing that, I would still say yes. It's got to be a 90% return value. Like you get it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's almost like that one. What's that movie with Jim Carrey where he has to say the truth all the time?
Oh, yes. Is it like Liar, Liar or something like that? So I don't know. I understand.
Yeah. He has to say like the truth all the time. So he has to stick with one thing and he's not allowed to lie. I know it's completely different than obviously yes and no, but it's kind of similar in the fact that he has to say or do one thing. And so, anyways, what you learn from the movie is that Jim Carrey at the end of it learns that he's happier just telling the truth all the time, even when he doesn't have to anymore. At the end of it, he finds out that it's easier to tell the truth and be happier telling the truth than it is to just create all these little white lies. And I think that's at the end of like what I'm trying to get here is that I think that yes is the truth. I think that if you're saying yes to majority of stuff in life, like 95% of things, I think that you're going to find more of a truth to who you are in your life. I think that putting yourself in predicaments to try new things, putting yourself in predicaments to give up a part of yourself, which is ultimately something that everyone needs to do. I think people just need to give up a piece of themselves to the world. Okay. I think there's so much of yourself that you have to donate back to the world. I don't think this world was meant to keep.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Yeah. You know, if it feels good to give back and to, you know, we were talking about this the other day with Mike. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. You know, you contribute to the pot or you take away from the pot. Like, mm-hmm. you got to figure it out. You know, we like to contribute. Yeah. We get it. And we also are fortunate. We get it back. I know, and it's worked out for me, that whatever energy, whatever I love, I give something, I get it right back.
Totally, bro. Mm-hmm. Totally. And that's what the word yes means. Like, look at you, like even yourself, like all the stuff that you do for jiu-jitsu, right? You help all these kids on the street. They're like following you around all day, like looking at you like almost like a father figure, mentor. I mean, just the other day, you had like some kids in here that were from the high school that they were like coming out to help you move some mats and stuff.
Yeah.
What does that say about you? Could you have taken them? Did you have to take them? No, you said yes. No, come with me.
I've said yes. I've also said no. You know, we got a lot of kids and some of them don't want to play by the rules.
In a real world scenario, mm-hmm. how many times do you use the word yes versus the word no?
Oh man.
It's like a 70-30 split, a 50-50. What do you think?
The one thing that I, and you probably experienced this too, is you got to say no sometimes in the sense that people want your time. I'm busy from this time to this time. You know, I can't help you here. You know, this is a 2 hours.
But you never said no though, right?
This is
so it's like, hey,
rescheduling.
So it sounds like what you're telling me is I'm willing to give you time, which is a yes, mm-hmm. but it has to be next week.
It has to be my time.
2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Right. It has to be your time. So that's what I mean. Is you're always giving the word yes, even if the word yes is kind of construed a little bit.
I see what you're saying.
So, mm-hmm. so what I mean is like, you don't have to just say, no, I'm not available right now. This is what I hate. This goes back to what I hate about most individuals is most people just shut you down, right? Instead of creating another opportunity. So instead of saying, hey, I can't meet you for coffee today, but I'm available on Friday though. That's still a yes. Do you understand the difference? I never shut down any interaction or possible opportunity.
You never close the door, but you reserve the right to walk in at a later date.
Correct.
That's cool.
And that's
that
still
keeps the door open. I like that.
That's still a yes.
Uh-huh.
That's still a yes. So it's how you use the word yes. I never shut down an opportunity, but I will coordinate an opportunity that works better for me using the word yes. Mm-hmm. So I never say no. I just create a different time. So don't take it how it is where, you know, Colt's crazy. I can't say yes to everything. No, you can. You can. 98% of stuff you can say yes to, in my opinion. But it just depends on how you want to live your life. Do you want to live a life full of fear? You want to live a life full of no opportunities, no excitement, no energy? Like, what is life?
You know,
what is life?
Life is experiences.
There you go. How do you create experiences by saying no all the time?
You don't. You sit at home. You do nothing. You know, we run a martial arts school here. A lot of times we get people that have never done physical workout, never been in a...
Are they scared when they come in?
They are...
Intimidated.
Intimidated, I would say like on the fence. And we like to give them like a free class or a free day, however it is, right? Teach them a little bit.
Okay.
At the end of that, and it's like, okay, like how was your experience? Did you like it? You know, would you like to sign up? This is the school. This is what you're getting into. And you kind of feel, kind of sense a little bit of, well, yes, I did like it. Yes, I could get something out of this. Yes, I could see myself doing this. But then here come the no's. No, I can't make it on this day. No, I have to talk to my wife. No, I don't have the money. You know, trying not to let those people go when they've experienced such like a transformation in their day. You know, trying to let them know like there's something else out there for you that you could trade your time for. You know, it's not time sitting down. It's not time what you think it would be. It's time being shared with other people, working out, sweating, being part of the community. you know? And to say yes really does open your doors and allow you to flow, experience good things in this life. No is kind of like the door is closed. No is I cannot.
You know what the word no means to me, bro? And what I see from my childhood with the word no? That was things that my dad did with me. Mm. No, son, I can't play softball with you today. No, son, I can't be at your baseball game. No, son, I can't do this because I have to work. No, son, no, 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 no. No is an excuse, bro. That's all it is. It's an excuse. You made it to this podcast today, didn't you? How many other things did you have to do today that you could have been doing? You made it here because you want to be here, right?
It's the number one thing on my, what are my three things I'm most excited about today? Podcast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got your notes.
Yeah, hey, I'm right here, dude. Yeah, this is, it means a lot to me too. You know, we woke up early, we brought our suits, we have a photo shoot today. We both have a full day of work. Mm-hmm. You know, we have personal stuff too.
Tasks, bro. We're executing things today.
When did we have time? We have this time to this time, this time to this time, you know? You set this day up when, like...
You're making time for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have what?
Excuses.
Exactly. Because excuses give you nothing in life, bro. Nothing. Anytime I ever felt an excuse given to me by somebody else, anytime I ever heard the word no from somebody else, all I ever felt was excuse, bullshit, bullshit. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you want to be somewhere and you want to do something, if I hold a gun to your head, okay... And I say, you're doing it. Could you find time to do it? Yes, you could. So what's the difference? The difference is it's an energy exchange. That's all it is. It's a limited amount of resources in your brain and energy. It turns out to be more laziness than anything. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes, some people, you know, don't want to do as much as other people. I get that. But I think there's like a certain limit that you need to call within yourself. You need to kind of be like, hey, check it out. I haven't done a whole lot lately. I need to create more opportunity for myself. So I'm going to start saying yes a little bit more. This isn't a podcast to say yes to everything and be like Colt 98% of the time. I'm not saying that. I'm saying though, if you're a 10% yes person, bring it up to 20%.
Oh yeah, your life will change.
See your life change by using the word yes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And if every time you get presented an opportunity to do something with your family, your kids, don't be that parent that just sits at home and just says, you know what? Son, I can't do baseball with you today. Daughter, I can't do baseball with you today. Or I can't go to your, you know, gymnastics like I do with my daughters or whatever. I got no time. I got zero time. No, I can't go get ice cream with you. No, I can't do this with you.
You know, that's funny you say, no, I can't go get ice cream. But the other day I got home to the house and you know how I live with Jason and his boys?
Mm.
I brought home a Slurpee. You know, one for me, right? Didn't get anyone for anybody else,
you
right?
You pig.
So one of the little boys was like, whoa, what do you got there? What is that? Like, and then the little one finagled away.
Stole it from you.
Well, no, he's like, he got his dad to take him. But it wasn't okay, like, I'm just going to take you. It was the whole family grabbed the dogs and they walked to the store, walked back. You know, that was like a... Instead of a no, I'm not going to take you. It's like, yes, I will take you and spend an hour with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was cool. So I like what you say. Like, no is an excuse. Like, there is a way to do it, but you got to do it. And you can't, and like you said, like being lazy is the 90% wall that you have to climb. Sometimes if I say no, and if it's something that I cannot do, then I get like a little bit of like I can't do something. Like, oh no, I suck. You know? Sometimes with a business working on the website, I can't do this. I can't, you know, make a graphic. Like, I can. I just got to find a different way.
There's always another way.
There's always another way.
And the word no to me means shut down. I'm so used to hearing the word no my whole life that it's really difficult for me to utilize that word.
Mm-hmm.
The word no to me means I go back to my childhood and I take a 41-year-old Colt, and I go back to the 11-year-old Colt. And the Colt that was like, hey, Dad, can you please play baseball with me? Can you throw around the ball? Son, I wish I could. I just got home from work. I'm so tired. Dad has to sit down. Okay, no problem, Dad. I get that feeling. And for me to give that to my kids, to say no to them, when they want to do something like that with me, or they want my opportunity to do something with them. I can't fathom that because I know what that feeling's like. Mm-hmm. So no matter what I feel like, if my leg was falling off, I'd be outside throwing a glove or, you know, throwing a ball around, you know what I mean? Because I know what that feeling is like, and I don't want them to feel that same feeling. So maybe it's more me. Maybe it's more of like a me thing that I have to say yes to validate some things from my past. But I know that today I'm a better man because I've said the word yes. Because I went into a church, you know, like not too long ago to try out something different. Because I walked into a jiu-jitsu studio when I was invited one time because I didn't say no. Mm-hmm. Because I created this relationship with you that I see. I created a relationship with church, and I brought myself more healing, more peace. You know, I said yes to the moving company thing years ago because someone needed my help. And I said, yes, I'll help you. Service master, you know, I turned that into a thing because someone asked me if I wanted to do water mitigation with them. And I said, yes. You know, even running and burpees. Hey, will you do 20 burpees with me today at the gym? A friend of mine, this guy named Adrian, pulled me aside. And he's on Instagram if you want to follow. He's funny, but great guy. Yoke Status TV. I think that's his Instagram.
Okay.
But he brought me in one day and got me into burpees. And that's what you see. You see that because the person that I developed today is because of the world and the environment that I put myself around. And I've focused on that too. My yes doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to go, you know, bleed around negative people all day. Mm-hmm. I'm not an idiot. If I see negative people and, you know, they want to take my energy and drain it, you know, I block those people out and I just focus on the people that are asking me for opportunity and energy exchange, okay? You need to have positive energy exchange too with those yeses. The word yes is like, hey, you know, let's go out and, you know, go to a water park or let's go on this trip and go hiking or go traveling or do this or whatever that is like an energy exchange, a positive energy exchange. Say yes to those things, you know? Obviously, you know, everyone knows the right things to say no to, but I think that a majority of life can be, you know, understood with the word yes.
You know, going back to the podcast the other day with Mike and a little bit of faith, like, you know, when you pray, you're saying yes. You know, you're saying yes to allow these things to come into your life. Yes, you want these things. Yes, you want these blessings. You know, we are... in this podcast, we're asking more to, you know, where we've kind of put a lot on our plate recently. And this thing has now got a life of its own and it keeps rolling.
It does. It feels like we're in here almost every day, but we're not. But it feels like it's like so consistent, you know, and it's starting to become like a part of our life. Oh, we got this podcast coming up.
I'm happy that I said yes, that you included me for this. And like, you know,
yeah, you're just kind of like down for whatever. You're just like, let's do it, bro. Let's do it. You know, let's get this thing started, you know?
But I'm not one to seek it out. Does that make sense? Like, I'm more of a rock. Like, I'm right here. And if somebody asks me to do something, like, I'll be like, okay, yeah, let's do it. But I don't really seek it out. So, like, this was cool.
I like it, dude.
Being a martial artist and stuff like that, being who I am, keep to myself. I don't really go out. You know, I don't drink. I don't socialize like that. My weekends and my nights are always like in home early, but like, I feel like this is like a cool thing to get out there a little bit more, you know, and spend some time with people that are not my students or here at the academy. You know, these are all lessons and virtues that like we go over, you know,
using the word yes.
And, you know, martial arts is not black and white. You know, we have the yin yang where you have a little good in the bad and you have a little bad in the good. This is kind of like that whole thing of like 90% of the time saying yes will work out for you. 10% of the time, you got to flip it.
Correct.
You got to put the barrier.
And one thing I wanted to touch on before we get to the end of our podcast here is the word yes is more of a balance. Okay. It's more of a balance versus the word no. The word no is not exerting energy, but the word yes exerts more energy. Okay. It's mm-hmm. more energy exchange. Let's just be real. So if you're using the word yes often to create opportunity to say, hey, you know, I'm just going to say yes from now on to just majority of things in my life. I'm going to say yes to things that I just normally wouldn't say yes to. Hey, will you go out and go hang out with me and go walk on the beach? I don't know, whatever it is. Right? Hey, will you go to the gym with me today? And you're not a gym person. Just say yes.
snap yourself out of that locked in state and boom, we're off.
But understand that the word yes is more of an energy exchange and you're going to exert more energy than the word no. So what you have to do, and I'm just trying to educate you on this, and this is what I do, is I set boundaries and balancing acts with the word yes, okay? So if I'm going to say the word yes to something, I got to make sure that the time slot, I can accrue a time slot for it. I never say no, I just figure it out, okay? In the Marine Corps used to always use this term, figure it the fuck out, okay? And they used to say it like it was, you know, like a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out. I don't know, figure it out. And you'd be like, oh, okay, well, and you'd have to figure it out. And I got good at that, you know? I said yes to, I said yes to you on a lot of things. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. And then half the time when I said yes, I didn't even know what I was going to do, bro. I didn't even know how I was going to commit to you at a time where I had four things already lined up for the day. Well, what I did was I learned to balance it. I said, hey, bro, I know I said yes to you to do this one thing, but I can't do it until four. Is that cool with you? And then I let you be the decision maker on that end. Oh, you know, it's not, but we can do it tomorrow. Okay, cool. Tomorrow's better.
And then this is the energy exchange.
Right, but I've already accepted it and I've gotten used to using the word yes because I want my energy to be higher than everybody else's because I know that my resource of energy drives the rest of my life because of my resource of energy. Through my kids, through the world we're in right now, through people's depression states, through people's negative energy states where they're struggling, I need to be the one that's higher. I need to be the leader right now because I need to be a man, okay? A man is a leader, okay? That's what real men are, okay? We don't say no to shit, okay? We charge forward and we get shit done, okay? That's what we do. We don't know how we're going to do it, but we get it done. Okay, you want to put all these things on my plate? I got 1,000 things on my plate right now. I got daughters that need driving lessons. I got daughters that need to be watched, to be played with because I have limited time because of custody issues. I have, you know, businesses, things that I got to operate on and I got to work on and I got to consistently grow. I got the podcast. I got people in my life. There's just so many different things that I have to understand balance for. And I still say the word yes because I need to always be consistently delivering my energy out to get it back. Okay. That's ultimately what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We have to project our energy out. Okay. 150% to get 200% back. Okay. You're not going to get a big chunk of it back if you're just sitting there waiting for other people to give you energy, because those are bloodsuckers. That's what we were talking about earlier. That's what you were talking about, right? The people that suck your energy, right? Those are people that want all your energy, but they don't want to give any back. Let me tell you something. I'm willing to give a percentage of that energy to people, a good percentage. But a majority of my energy is designed for my family, for my immediate zone, okay? And I need to have more energy than all of them so that I can give it to everybody else. But you will get that energy back if you utilize the word yes more and your energy's out there more, because people see that. And human beings naturally want to be around people that exert energy, good energy.
They want to be around the leader.
Correct. So how are you supposed to get energy if you're always saying the word no to everything?
You're closed off.
Yeah, you're closed off. You sound negative. You sound nasty. If every time I called you, bro, and I was like, hey, bro, I'm having a barbecue this Saturday. If I called you 4 Saturdays in a row and asking if you want to come over, and every single Saturday you had an excuse for me, even if I gave you an advance on it, I think that you just don't want to be around me. I think that you don't want to hang around me and it's something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine, but that might not be the case. You just might not want to do it. Maybe you're tired. But if you said yes one time in between there after multiple, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to find that balance, right? To say the word yes. So yes is a complicated word, but the yes word is an energy exchange word.
For those of you who don't know, Colt does ask me to come barbecue every weekend. You do.
Well, I always invite you, bro, but I know you got the jujitsu thing going and everything, and I just love you.
We actually had speaking of saying yes, 2 of the students got married recently.
Wait, who?
A guy named Adrian and Carla. They're both students here. They got married. That's when you asked me to go to the fight for Islam.
Oh.
And I was at their wedding.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Married, that's the ultimate saying yes.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool. Well, guys, here at 45 on the Hour podcast, we're about helping you. And we're about trying to create ideas and solutions to kind of get you the energy that you need, get you out of bed, get the belly button, you know, stuff, trash that's stuck in there because you're just sitting there, you know, eating Cheetos, get you off your butt and motivate the hell out of you so that you can change your life and just do something better with your life. Because at the end of the day, guys, we were all there at one time, okay? And we all struggled with something, whether it was mental health issues or weight issues or
everybody's
energy
got
issues. And I'm telling you right now that if you just follow some of the hard topics that we've already designed and laid out today and previously on all our podcasts, you're going to learn something. And I think that it can help you, okay? Make sure you guys like and share this podcast, okay, on all platforms. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, okay? And
follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. We're out there.
Yeah.
Come stop by the academy.
Yeah. What's your academy called?
The Los Angeles Jiu-Jitsu Club.
Cool. I want to make sure everybody knows that. You have anything else?
Let's see. Going to look forward to having a couple more guests. We got Joey House coming up. My brother, my
Is it House or Haas? It's like
H-A-U-S.
House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Joey's the man, bro. Black belt in Jiu-Jitsu, guys.
Fellow Marine,
Marine Corps guy. And so he can kind of contribute to the whole PTSD. He understands all that stuff.
He does a lot of
first responder
he works,
stuff.
He works with veterans. You know, he's even done like retreats. They call him, it's kind of be cool, warrior retreats. You know.
He does breathing.
And
which is extremely cool. I've never heard of anything like what he does.
Have you experienced with any breath work or anything before?
Dude, I've never done it before. But in 2020, when I started having anxiety issues, I looked into it a little bit. And I know that it's like a thing.
Yeah. Well, if you ever have time, we could do some downstairs. Send you on the path.
Oh, you know some of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, bro. So you do that plus your jiu-jitsu. Is that included in like your jiu-jitsu stuff?
So check this out. Say Joey's my brother, right? Say we're almost twins. I went to go teach jiu-jitsu. He went to go teach breath work. My breath work instructor is the same instructor as his. I just don't like to teach it. He doesn't like to teach jiu-jitsu. You know what I'm saying? It's part of it.
But you guys are boys.
Yeah, but we're boys. This is the thing that I like, that I enjoy to do.
That's interesting, bro.
Yeah.
So guys, if you don't know anything about breath work is something that helps a lot of people with anxiety. And as you know, anxiety is a breath killer. Okay. It gets you, you get anxious and you get the air sucked out of you.
You're breathing from fear in your chest.
Right.
Shallow breathing.
Right. So
scared.
The Darce Knight here is talking about breath work, and he's talking about, from what I understand, a way to breathe more cautiously and more differently that can help you control your breathing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different way of
controlling your stress, controlling your emotions, controlling your thoughts, sometimes even priming you, getting you ready for something. You know, for the podcast, sometimes I'll get a little nervous, a little meditation, a little breathing. You know, just to come back down to center.
Guys, I don't worry as much as I used to. And I used to worry about everything, man. I used to worry about, you know, this future podcast thing, this, you know, thing with the business, whatever. The only reason I don't worry about anything more is because I put it on him. And what I mean by him is I put it on God.
Mm-hmm.
I take it out of my eyes and my fear and my head, and I put it on him, and I just say, you know what? Whatever's meant to be is meant to be. And I'm just going to roll with the punches. And I think of life as like a roller coaster, okay? And I'm just sitting in the roller coaster waiting for the guy to press the button.
Yeah.
And I have no control over it, but I do have control over the amount of enjoyment I get out of the ride.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Other than that, guys, we're here for you guys online at 45 on the hour. That's my Instagram, TikTok. I think I'm on X now, something new, and Facebook under my name, Colt Curtis. And you got the Darce Knight here.
Follow us.
At Darce Knight. Yep. Pretty sure that's all your stuff. He's a good dude. You got to follow him. And like and share this stuff, guys. It helps us get out there and help other people. That's the main objective of this, is just to do it and help everyone that's just been in our situations before, because the best teachers people that have been in the most traumatic places in their life can help other people become better again. And I think that's why we're here. You know, I think that's why we're called to be here. So until then, guys, get up, get after it, and get some.